You're listening to an episode of the Life Equals Choices, Choices Equal Life podcast with your host, Kim Olver.
This is Kim, and welcome to the 201st episode of Life Equals Choices, Choices Equal Life. If you like today's episode, be sure to leave me a review wherever you listen to your podcasts and share with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag me at Olver International. Today, we will be continuing our conversation on DEIB, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, with my granddaughter, Sage Olver. Sage is the first female wrestler in the family, having been wrestling since she was about 5 years old. Because there was no girls' wrestling team, Sage often wrestled with boys. Sometimes she won, sometimes she lost, but she always came back stronger and more determined. I remember an injury she sustained that I thought would be a do-or-die situation for her. I'm going to ask her about that a little later. She used it to her advantage and came back even stronger. The 23-24 wrestling season was the first for girls' school-sanctioned wrestling in the state of Pennsylvania. It has taken off like wildfire. Sage wrestles for Honesdale High School during the season and works off-season as a club wrestler for the nationally renowned club Matt Assassins. When my DEI topic came up this podcast season, I couldn't think of anyone better to interview than you as one of PA's first sanctioned girls wrestlers. Sage, thanks so much for agreeing to this interview. I want to start with the family connection. I, as much as anyone, know wrestling is a family sport. Will you share your history of wrestling in your family, not just on your dad's side, but also on your mom's?
So my mom's side is my grandpa and his brother, so great uncle, right? Yeah. And then my dad's side is my dad, my uncle, my grandpa, and my uncle, great uncle on that side.
My brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Everyone.
And you're the oldest in your family, and you have three brothers and sisters. How many of them wrestle?
Three. All of them.
All of them wrestle. So everyone in your family wrestles. And tell us, how is your mom involved? Because she's also involved.
She's the coach of my high school team, the girls' side.
That's awesome. What got you started in wrestling? You started so young. Do you even remember?
My dad making me go to the Damascus practices.
He made you go because he was coaching, right?
Yeah.
He coached for the elementary school and he would drag you along. And did you like it?
Eventually I started liking it. I thought it was weird at first. And I was like, you know what? This could be fun.
Okay. So when did that turn happen for you? Do you remember? Was it early on or did it take a year or two?
Fifth grade.
Oh, fifth grade. It got to be fun. All right. What keeps you passionate about the sport? I know there's a lot to wrestling. There's a lot of conditioning. There's a lot of discipline, especially in the weight department. You have to be passionate to be able to maintain that discipline and to maintain your weight too. What keeps you passionate about the sport?
My dad and the drive. I don't know, the feeling of winning. It makes you want to do it again, to win again.
And so it begs the question, does losing make you want to quit? Because I don't think it does.
It depends on the loss.
Okay, so sometimes losing can be tough, but other times it makes you want to come back and prove you can do it again. Now, I know that I talked a little bit about your injury. Can you tell us how it happened and what made you come back and keep wrestling? Because it was a pretty serious injury.
Yeah, I was rolling around with one of my practice partners and he headlocked me and I tried to re-headlock the headlock and I broke my collarbone.
You broke your collarbone and how long were you out?
2 months? 3 months?
2 or 3 months, no wrestling.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. During that time, did you ever think about quitting?
No, it actually made me want to be in the mat more because I want to have a break from wrestling. And then I broke my collarbone and I had a break from wrestling. And I was like, no, I don't want this anymore.
You maybe were thinking a weekend. You weren't thinking months and months. Okay. All right. That's awesome. Because this is a podcast about diversity, what makes you so different or special is that it's not common to see high school girls wrestling. So I'm wondering if girls wrestling is any different than boys, and if so, how?
I think it is. I think girls rely more on technique and not strength. Like, if you're a man, you can muscle your way around some situations, and girls can't always do that.
So it's about technique. Can you say a little bit more about what that means?
Your moves. So you need to be able to move in positions, not just muscle your way through the position.
Okay. All right. Do you think of yourself as the trailblazer you are for other girls who want to wrestle, or is that something that you don't think about?
I think I am for Honesdale and District 2, but not as much the state.
Is that because you're not known throughout the state yet, or?
Oh, I am. I'm just on the younger side. There are a lot of older girls that are, like, doing a lot.
Okay. And is that something you aspire to do as you, like, right now, you're a sophomore, so you have 2 more years in high school. Are you thinking that there's other things you want to do as a trailblazer for girls as you become that junior or senior in your career?
Yeah. I want to go to Fargo. I want to go to the world team trials and try to make the world team.
Wow, that's pretty big. And what does the world team do?
Represents U.S. in tournaments overseas.
And how old do you have to be to try out for the world team?
Next year I can do it.
Okay, that's pretty amazing. You might be traveling the world as a wrestler. Wow, I didn't even know about that. I'm your grandma. All right. What do you think are the most important qualities of a female wrestler? You already mentioned technique, but what else is there, especially for girls? What would you say?
Flexibility. I think if you're super flexible, it's really hard to do anything to you. Strong. Yeah, I think if you're really good at technique and don't rely on muscle, but you're also strong and then you're super flexible, you're unstoppable.
You said those things, and I think there's one more thing that probably is as important or even more important than the things you mentioned.
Your mindset in the match and the tournaments and training.
Say more about that, because mindset is a big word and encompasses a lot of things. If you think about mindset, can you think about times when your mindset might have got in your way of winning, and then think about how that mindset needed to change so that you could be a winning wrestler?
I think there's certain things that get you down, like cutting weight. Like, never think you're going to make weight. The conditioning, it sucks. And then when you're seeing your opponent and all their accolades, like at the semifinals at States, that girl was legit. And it, yeah. I got my own head about it because she was on the world team, top in the world. And I was just like, this is not for me.
You thought it wasn't for you. You thought you didn't belong there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be something like you're almost defeated before you get out on the mat.
Yeah, and I probably could have beat her, so that's even worse.
Well, what does that make you do when you go back again next year? Will she still be there?
No, she's a senior.
Okay. But it does make you think, at least I would imagine, it makes you think that being on the world team is definitely possible. If you were on the mat with her and think you could have beaten her and she was on the world team, the door's wide open.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I know you just had an awards banquet. I saw the pictures on Facebook. I've shared them. You got a lot of comments from people that know me. Tell us about the awards you earned and what they were for and what those awards mean.
I got iron pinners. So that means I had the most pins out of everyone on the team.
How many?
31.
31 pins in one season?
Yeah.
How many matches do you wrestle in the season?
I had 34.
So you pinned everybody except for 3?
Yeah.
All right. What else did you get?
And I got outstanding wrestler because I was the one who made it farthest in the season.
And how far was that?
State 3rd.
So you were the first girl from Honesdale High School to medal in state competition. And for those of you who are listening, Pennsylvania State is one of, if not the best wrestling state in the whole country. So to get an award in states is a pretty big deal. Was there someone else in your family who made it to state, Sage?
Yeah, my grandpa Dave did 45 years ago. He got state third.
He did. The only difference that I know, other than he was in boys wrestling and you were in girls, is that he was a senior and you're only a sophomore and you medaled third in states. You have two more years to go. I can't wait to see what you do next year and your senior year. That will be amazing. There was one other award I think you got. You had Iron Pinner, Outstanding Wrestler, and Iron Man.
Yeah, that's, I didn't miss a practice or a competition this year.
Okay, that's great. They might want to change that to Iron Woman. Okay, so what are your wrestling goals going forward? I know you mentioned the world team. Are there other things that you want for your next 2 years and beyond?
A state title, maybe two.
That would be great.
Placing at Fargo would be amazing.
You've mentioned Fargo twice. Is that Fargo, North Dakota?
Yeah, it's the biggest freestyle tournament in the country for high school girls.
Okay, so you don't just wrestle Greco-Roman like you do in high school. There's a freestyle. Oh, that's folk style. What is Greco-Roman?
That's like the throwing. You can't touch their legs.
Okay, and you don't wrestle Greco. You wrestle folk style and you wrestle freestyle. What is the difference? What is the main difference?
You can lock your hands in freestyle and you can slam people.
You can slam them.
You can throw them.
Okay. All right.
You're not responsible for putting them nicely down on the mat.
Okay. You sound a little bloodthirsty when you say that, Sage.
Maybe.
You're looking forward to that kind of competition.
Yeah.
Do you really like freestyle then?
Yeah, I just had my first tournament last weekend. So, yeah.
How did you do?
First.
You took first place in your weight class. What is your weight class?
At that tournament, it was 123.
Okay. And then what would you say to any girl thinking of taking up wrestling? What would you tell them?
I tell them to do it because I think it's a lot of fun. And people think it's weird and hard. And I mean, it's weird and it's hard. But it's a different kind of family. And like once you do it, it's different than looking at it from the outside. I think you get to be part of it. And I think it helps with your self-confidence too.
I've definitely seen it help with yours. I'm wondering, you said people think that it's weird. Do you ever feel any kind of, I don't know, discrimination from people in school because you're a girl wrestler? Do people like that, not like that, judge you in some way?
No, they're all cool with it. They think it's kind of cool that I'm out there beating people.
I think it's kind of cool myself. Is there anything you'd like to add that we didn't already get to talk about?
No.
All right. Our time has come and I'm going to have to wrap this up, but I am super, super happy that you agreed to come on here and talk with me, Sage. I know it's your weekend and you don't get a lot of free time because if you're not studying, you're usually wrestling. So thank you very much for being willing to do that. And I hope you know how proud I am of you and all of your accomplishments on and off the mat. You're welcome. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and remember to leave a review and share with your connections on social media. I also hope you'll join me next week when we'll be continuing the conversation on diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm looking forward to it. Talk with you then.
This has been another thought-provoking episode of Life Equals Choices, Choices Equal Life. To listen to past episodes, please visit our website at lifeequalschoices.com or listen wherever you download your podcast. And don't forget, remember to subscribe.